It's over.
Game over.
Game over, man.
It's over.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome into the Blackhawks postgame show. Not pregame. Charlie Remeliotis here in our downtown WGN Radio studio. After a 3-1 loss to the Calgary Flames to wrap up a four-game road trip to open the season. If you'd like to chime in on the post-game show, feel free to give us a call or text at 312-981-7200. For more on tonight's game, let's go back to Calgary and bring in Troy Murray. Kind of sum it up, it feels like those three penalties in the second period, Troy, was the difference in this game because they got the Blackhawks a little bit off the momentum they had built in the first.
The problem was, is they did. They got sloppy, and all of a sudden, you gave Calgary that opportunity, and they scored, and that goal was the game-winning goal. That was the difference, and now you're chasing the game, and you just didn't get, the opportunities. Give Calgary credit. They defend hard. They block shots. They do what they need to do to be successful. They got to play a smart game, and it's kind of similar to what the Blackhawks have to do as well. You have to all stay within the game plan there, and when you get a little bit sloppy, when you get a little bit undisciplined, the hooking, slashing, those are penalties that you want to avoid, and all of a sudden you're defending, you got your offensive players sitting on the bench, you're taxing some of your penalty killers, and that really kind of was the difference, because that was the go-ahead goal, and the Hawks just weren't able to, get that tying goal. And things happen when you pull a goaltender. Sometimes you get lucky and score. More often than not, they'll get an offensive chance with an empty net, and Coronado did a nice job of tracking the puck down, getting in front of Connor Bedard and sealing the game away. But it was those penalties in the second period that I think kind of made the difference.
And it sounds so obvious too, but it overtaxes the penalty killers when they're on the ice for so many penalty kills in one period. But that's also 6 minutes of Connor Bedard not being on the ice because, the Flames are on the power play.
Yeah, and Bedard was in the box for one of those penalties.
He didn't think it should have been. He was confused.
No, he was. And, I saw the play, and it wasn't much. And, Dustin Wolf falls down on his back with a little slash on the front of his pads. I mean, I don't know how that happens, but he sold it. He got away with it. And now Bedard's in the box, and then Foligno ends up in the box as well. So, those are situations where, especially back-to-back, that's 4 minutes of no offensive opportunities. You're defending all the time. Those penalty killers get a little bit worn out. And at the tail end there, when Foligno took the second slashing penalty while the Blackhawks were still shorthanded, that gave Calgary the opportunity to get the goaltender on the bench, extra attacker, and they were able to score the goal. So, they're just a little bit sloppy, a little bit undisciplined in that area.
I know it was a lower scoring game with the empty netter, but this game had some good pace to it. There were a lot of chances, and it felt entertaining from a fan standpoint, too.
Yeah, there were some clean opportunities. Joey Anderson had a breakaway on a shorthanded opportunity. But I thought both teams did a good job of scrambling plays in the defensive zone. Both teams, scratch and clawed and blocked and got sticks in the shooting lanes. There wasn't a lot of clean open opportunities, and I think both teams did a pretty good job of protecting the middle of the ice in the defensive zone, so there wasn't clean chances, and the goaltenders had to be good. There's no question about it. There was lots of traffic around Mrazek. There was lots of traffic down in front of Wolf, but both teams, I thought, defended well, and even though there was offensive zone time and some chances, I thought both teams defended well the way that they needed to.
How do you summarize this trip for the Blackhawks? Successful? Wanting more? Well, how do you summarize?
Well, they want more. This was a big game here, and if you could have found a way to get a point, you get 500. You head back home to start playing some home games. It's not a bad road trip. One win, two losses. You pick up three out of a possible 8 points on a quick road trip to start the season. But you would want to get points out of this game. You understood why you didn't get points in that game against Utah, because you're off to a slow start. You probably lost a point against Winnipeg that you wanted to have. And if you have that, all of a sudden it's a 2-2 road trip. So successful in some ways. They know that they can play a certain style of game and be successful and be in these games. Now, again, they just got to find a way to overcome some of the mistakes that they've made, play that clean game, and find ways to win them.
Yeah, I think back to the Winnipeg game, and it's like going into tonight, if they would have beaten Calgary, it could have easily had some real positive momentum going into the home opener where you can have two wins and feel like you should have had a third win. So I think there were some definitely some positives to take away from this trip. But if I look at it as a grand whole, 1-2-1, it kind of feels like, okay, that's kind of what I expected. I just wasn't expecting how they got there.
Yeah, you know, Charlie, I mean, it's funny how the game goes. I know that they're going to be disappointed that they lost this game and under 500. Anytime you want to go on a road trip of any length, you want to come back at least 500. If you look at the teams at the end of the year, teams that make the playoffs, they're at least 500 on the road and then really good at home. So, the Hawks need to go take care of business at the United Center, figure out what they needed to do better in these games. But the effort was there, and we said this all last year, so we don't want to kind of pick on this theme every time, that the effort was there, they could have got better results. This is a team that has veteran players that has to find ways to win these games. But again, you got to give credit to the opposition. They just don't go out there and say, okay, well, we're going to give up and we're going to let Chicago win the game. They battled hard, they did little things right, and they got the break that they were looking for on the power play, and they capitalized there. The Blackhawks got their goal by Foligno, and I thought, you know, in my opinion, I thought Foligno should be out there when the goaltender's pulled. He had a lot of skilled players, but you need somebody in front of the net to be creating some havoc there. And we saw what Winnipeg did by putting the puck into the crease area. The Hawks kind of looked like they wanted to move the puck around there. And my mentality is like, listen, you've got an extra guy out there. Get it into the blue paint. Make some scramble plays. Look for those. Get those shots through and force the goaltender and the defenseman to defend down low and see if you can't get a lucky bounce. And they didn't tonight.
You ready to come home?
I'm ready to come home, yeah.
Get your jacket, because it's going to be chilly when you land tonight.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's chilly today. I think we're going to be like in the 40s when you land.
Cool. Well.
Did John just say cool?
he did.
He must like that. It's hockey weather. This is like, mid-season hockey weather.
He's going to try and fit in a men's league game tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God bless. All right, safe travels, Troy. We'll see you at the home opener on Thursday night. I get to be right next to you.
Wow, I'm looking forward to it.
I can sense it in your voice.
Can you feel the excitement?
I can.
All right, Troy. Great job by you, and I look forward to that game at the United Center. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be rolling. We're going to be starting the games at the on home ice, so I'm looking forward to it. The home opener is always a special night.
Pumped. Safe travels, Troy.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
All right, that was Troy Murray. Great job by him. 4-game road trip. You know, looking at the Blackhawks game tonight, I'm looking at the numbers. At even strength, it looks like the Blackhawks and Flames it was pretty even. Like, shot attempts were 64-53 in favor of Chicago. It was 22-9 in the third period in favor of Chicago. This is all I think that's all situations. All right, 58-45 is at even strength, so in favor of Chicago. So shots on goal were 28-21 at even strength. Scoring chances were 27-22, all Chicago leading. Where the Flames did lead at even strength was 9-4. This is all according to Natural Stat Trick, great website out there. And so I think the Calgary Flames did have a little bit, they generated more high danger chances, but the Blackhawks and Flames, I mean, they were right there at even strength. It was really the three penalties in the second period that Troy had mentioned that really kind of derailed the Blackhawks and any momentum. And I also want to say that the driving force of the win for the Blackhawks in Edmonton on Saturday was going 3-for-3 on the power play. Unfortunately, they only had two power plays in this game, so they didn't really get a chance to build on the momentum from Edmonton. The first one, head down to my notes, Blackhawks had some pretty good entries. They didn't really get anything to the net on the first power play of the game. The second one, they definitely generated quite a few chances. Three shots, three scoring chances, one high quality chance. So unfortunately, they didn't cash in on that, but you know, it is unfortunate because that was part of the reason that was a big reason why the Blackhawks beat Edmonton on Saturday night, so they didn't get a chance. I also want to highlight the quick response by the Blackhawks after Calgary scored their first goal. The Blackhawks responded 10 seconds later thanks to a goal by Nick Foligno. The amount of times we saw last season for the Blackhawks where it went the other way, where the Blackhawks scored a goal and the opponent would strike back quickly and kind of halt the Blackhawks' momentum. It was nice to see the Blackhawks kind of turn the tables a little bit where Calgary scores the first goal. It would have been easy for the Flames to kind of get momentum, but the Blackhawks score 10 seconds later and strike right back, and it's a tie game again. And so I'm sure that lifted up the Blackhawks bench. Unfortunately, it was late in the first period, so they didn't really get a chance to kind of build on that. And then, of course, we know what happened in the second where the Blackhawks commit three penalties. But still, let's kind of bookmarking that as a note to see if the Blackhawks can be on the other side of that this year. But also, when the Blackhawks do give up goals this year, I want to see if they're going to be the team that can prevent the opponent from scoring those quick strikes, whether it's the Blackhawks scoring to prevent the goal, or whether it's the opponent scoring a goal and then immediately following that up with another goal, which we also saw a lot last season. It was crazy. I know I mentioned this. I think it was the first intermission. Blackhawks, the lone goal tonight was scored by Nick Foligno, and it came directly off a faceoff. So I quickly, at the end of the first period, was kind of going through the Blackhawks have scored 9 goals this season. So I was like, okay, I'm almost positive a majority of them have come directly off of the faceoff, off faceoff wins. And 5 of the 9 goals for the Blackhawks this year have been directly off clean faceoff wins. And Nick Foligno has actually won 3 of those 5 goals. And he is 3 of those 5 faceoff goal, like that led to goals. And he has 2 of the goals for the Blackhawks. The first one was the Utah game where he wins it cleanly. I think it was it Alex Vlasic or Wyatt Kaiser? One of the two where he gave it to Taylor Hall. I think that's the Kirchev goal. Well, anyway, I think it was Vlasic, and Foligno ended up redirecting Vlasic's shot. And so then tonight, Foligno wins it cleanly. Seth Jones shoots it from the point, and Foligno redirects his own shot. So I was a little critical of the Blackhawks after the Winnipeg game on Friday when they gave up the goal with 64 seconds left in regulation. It came directly off a faceoff loss. It was Mark Scheifele that won it. And then in overtime, the Blackhawks lost the faceoff again, and it directly led to a goal against. So it's nice to see the Blackhawks actually scoring goals on their own. 3 of the 5 goals against Edmonton were off the faceoff, and then one, the lone goal tonight for the Blackhawks, was directly off a faceoff win as well. So just something to keep an eye on as we, you know, you look at the faceoff percentage. The Blackhawks are probably going to be near the bottom of the league again in that category. But if they can make the faceoffs count and capitalize like they have already on some of those key draws, I think that's going to be important for this team. How about we put a bow on this road trip? So it's 1-2-1, and again, grand scheme of things, I feel like this is probably where I thought the Blackhawks were going to land. I just didn't think they would get the lone win against Edmonton. I thought, you know, one of the wins would come against Utah or Calgary. I thought maybe both of the losses would be against Edmonton and Winnipeg, you know, overtime loss here and there. So the how is kind of what's surprising to me, but I think this is where I thought they would be. The frustrating part, if you're a Chicago fan, is a win tonight would have put the Blackhawks at a 2-1-1 record, and you could have circled that overtime loss and easily convinced yourself that that could have been a third win to go back to Chicago with a 3-1-1, hypothetically, if the Blackhawks sealed the deal in Winnipeg. And it's kind of like a snowball effect where you can easily stack the confidence, especially if your player's in that locker room, or you can convince yourself that, you know, this was a successful road trip, beat a very good Winnipeg or a very good Edmonton team, should have beaten a Winnipeg team. They were 64 seconds away. Both of those teams are playoff type teams. And then Calgary improves to 4-0 after this win. So Calgary, I don't think Calgary is going to make the playoffs this year, but they were 3-0 going into this game. So it wasn't, you know, there wasn't some throwaway game for the Blackhawks. Like, this was a pretty quality, higher quality team that the Blackhawks were facing tonight. So if the Blackhawks did pick up a victory, it would have been easy to kind of look at this road trip and think, man, if you just throw away that first period in Utah, you know, the Blackhawks, it's, you know, what is it, 12 periods? It's like 11 of 12 periods of really, of, I shouldn't say really solid hockey, but of just hockey, of just being competitive and just being in it, and not really, there weren't any periods on this trip where the Blackhawks gave up like three goals, which was a common occurrence last season for Chicago. So overall, I would say a fairly successful trip, given that you could have convinced yourself of a win in Winnipeg. You know, this one came down to the wire. The Blackhawks fought till the very end. They had the outshot. The shot attempts were 22-9 in the third period in this game, so they easily could have like found a way. Maybe one more power play like would have been the difference in this game. Dustin Wolf was fantastic for the Flames. He saved 1.49 goals above expected, according to Natural Stat Trick. Stopped 31 shots for the Blackhawks. By the way, Connor Bedard had 7 of those shots for Chicago, 10 shot attempts. You heard Darren Pang and Rick Ball talk about it on the broadcast, on the TV broadcast, of saying Connor, the Blackhawks wanting Connor Bedard to shoot more. We definitely see the evidence of that, and he was noticeable. I think he had three shots on goal through the first, was it three or four shots on goal through the first period. So he definitely has been having a shooting type mentality. So overall, even strength, I thought Blackhawks and Flames, this game was pretty even. Penalty kill, or the three penalties in the second period, was kind of the difference, and it got the Blackhawks a little bit derailed because the offensive players weren't on the ice as much, and it kind of overtaxed both Peter Mrazek and the penalty killers. So, all right, let's take a break here. We're waiting on some sound to roll in from Calgary. The Blackhawks post-game show rolls on after this. You're listening to 720 WGN.
Teravainen from the right boards tried to center. This deflects down ice into the hot zone. Coronado's got it with an empty net. He shoots and scores. Second empty net goal surrendered by the Hawks this season with 38 seconds left in the hockey game. It's now 3-1 Calgary.
Back on the Chicago Blackhawks post-game show, Charlie Romeliotis here. After a 3-1 loss to the Calgary Flames for the Blackhawks to wrap up a four-game road trip to open the season, where they finished 1-2-1. So, I was looking at some numbers, some underlying numbers for the Blackhawks. How about this? The third line of Ilya Mikheyev, Jason Dickinson, and Joey Anderson trio, they were on the ice for almost 9 minutes of ice time at 5-on-5, and they gave up only one shot attempt. I think they went up against Nazem Kadri's line for the majority of the night, and they had 12 shot attempts. So shot attempts were 12-1 in favor of Chicago when they were on the ice. And that one shot attempt was a shot on goal, but pretty solid night for the third line checking line of Dickinson and Anderson. Dickinson hasn't been particularly great in the faceoff circle yet this season. He was really reliable in that area last season, but he's been pretty solid. His line, especially with Joey Anderson too. Joey Anderson actually had a shorthanded chance. I think it was on the first penalty kill for the Blackhawks. They had three odd man rushes, and Joey Anderson had one of them. Grade A opportunity, big save though by Dustin Wolf. So, all right, let's go to Calgary. Connor Bedard just spoke with the media. Let's hear what he had to say.
I thought we were, you know, pretty solid for the most part. You know, some breakdowns, and you know, I think we, you know, had a lot of plays in our own end where maybe we gave them an extra chance, and I just tightened up that a bit. But overall, I thought we were all right.
Okay. The slashing penalties. How much do you think that turned the game?
How many were there?
It was two.
Really?
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can't take too many penalties, and you know, when it's with your stick, it's not good, I guess. You know, stuff happens, and you just gotta kill it off.
Looked like you were trying to get a short side on Wolf, and he was just pretty quick with the glove.
Yeah. yeah, he's a good goalie, and you know, I was trying to get as many shots as I could. Yeah, he was good.
How would you assess the road trip overall? I mean, it's disappointing to only get one win, but to be in all four games is still maybe progress from last year, so how would you kind of assess it?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it's about how many games you win, and only getting one is not great, but you know, you can always take positives from what we did, and you know, we had a chance in every game, which is great, but you know, in the end, it doesn't really matter. It's about the 2 points.
Going home, this is a chance to kind of mentally reset, emotionally reset for this team.
I mean, no, we're just excited to get home. I mean, we enjoyed the road trip, and I think it was good for us, you know, off the ice as well, to get to know each other and whatnot. We got a lot of new guys here, so you know, it was a fun trip, and you know, we're excited to get home, get in front of our fans.
That was Connor Bedard. He led all skaters with 7 shots on goal and 10 shot attempts. One of which he was asked about, the one where he went short side on Dustin Wolf. Connor Bedard, when he was on the ice in his line, they outshot the Flames 12-5. So he was noticeable tonight, and you can feel that from the opening puck drop. Like, he was making an impact. His line with Foligno and Teravainen, and obviously Foligno scored the goal. So I thought it was overall a solid road trip too for Bedard, where he has the 2 points in Utah. He had 3 points in Edmonton. Today he was probably the best player on the ice for the Blackhawks and just generating chances. He didn't have anything to show for it, but he was certainly impactful in that way, where he was generating chances. And over time, if he continues to generate the amount of chances that he did tonight, those are going to go in. Nick Foligno, he obviously scored the lone goal for the Chicago Blackhawks. He also spoke to the media in Calgary.
I missed an opportunity, to be honest with you. You know, I think it's the end of a road trip, and you got to find a way to get points in that. You know, I don't think we honestly got Calgary's best, and I don't think we had our best for a lot of that game either. It was just the two teams that was going to see who's going to stick to it longer. You know, they win the special teams battle, I guess, and that's the difference in the game. So, you know, it's disappointing because we're growing as a group here, and we're still trying to find our game and find who we are consistently. And tonight we did it for spurts, but we didn't do it enough. And I think it's just another lesson for us to understand, you know, we have to play a certain way to have success. And, you know, when you allow a team to hang in there that's got confidence after winning 3 in a row, they're going to make you pay. And it's not like we didn't have our chances to score either. We just missed opportunities and not as sharp as we were in probably last game. And, you know, we got to make sure we understand how crucial these games are and the end of a road trip. I had a coach tell me one time, get greedy. You know, like, you got to get greedy here and get these 2 points and not be like, oh, we had a good road trip, it's 1-1-1. No. It's better. It's 2-1-1, right? So that's where we have to grow as a group and understand. And that's what we talk about. We're still trying to become the Chicago Blackhawks we want to become.
This is the team that you're playing that averaged 5.3 goals per game, like the most goals, 16. You know, limited them to 3-1 even strength. Is that something that you can kind of handle?
Yeah, we're a good team, and I think we still have to start believing that too, right? And the way we play, and especially the system that we're playing, and you know, it's a credit to our team and Peter for making the saves and keeping a team like that to 3 goals. But I also don't think they had their best game either, right? So I think it's a little bit of both, and us just when a team is showing that, find a way to strike, find a way to get them off their game and get a win. And you know, that's the growth that we talk about. And you know, it just feels like everyone kind of in here just feels like we left one on the table today.
It might be disappointing to only get one win out of a trip, but you were right in all four games, and I feel like there weren't a lot of stretches last year where you had 4 straight road games, so you were close then, so it seems like maybe progress in that regard.
Yeah, we're a better team. I mean, that's just the reality of, and that's why the expectation goes up, though, right? And the standard in here we talk about, it's no more moral victories, and that's the big thing we got to try and get out of here. We need wins. I want to go 4-0 on this trip, right? And if you set that standard, then you know it's attainable by everyone because it's a mindset, and you know I'm still proud of guys and the way we're battling and coming together. It's early in the season, but you set that standard early, and then hopefully it continues on throughout the year.
How much of those slashing penalties kind of play.
Yeah, it stinks. You know, you're trying to kill off a penalty, and a lot of times, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you don't break a guy's stick when he's standing there. So it's unfortunate. Then we're down another extra man as they get one, you know, on the special teams with a 6-on-4, actually. And you don't want to do that. And that's the difference, right? It's just you got to find ways to weather those, you know, moments in the game. And they obviously won the special teams battle tonight. And sometimes you need a game like that where you win the special teams battle and win the game. So, you know, it's important for us to remember that.
Missed opportunity was the quote there by Blackhawks captain Nick Foligno. And I like what he said, too. He did acknowledge that Calgary didn't have their best game. And I think the Blackhawks would agree that they didn't have theirs either. So it was kind of like, which team's B game is going to win, right? And so Calgary kind of just squeaked it out, and Calgary scored the power play goal, basically a 6-on-4 power play goal. It was a 6-on-4 power play goal. So the Blackhawks' penalty kill has been excellent all season long. And so that was that's what made the Blackhawks crack I think the players that were out there too was a pretty short, or they were on the ice for a while too, so they were a little tired. So, but I like what Nick Foligno said about the expectations are higher for this group because they're a better team this year, they feel. And so I love that we want to go 4-0 on this road trip. I understand setting that standard, but you know, Ben asked a great question. Just last year, I don't think the Blackhawks had a 4-game stretch on the road where they were competitive in all 4 games. And so I think that is definitely a win in the long term. But you want Foligno and the veterans in that locker room to set the high standard and not be satisfied with picking up 3 out of 8 points on the road trip. Like they want to strive for getting 5 or 6 versus the 3 or 4. And so that's why Nick Foligno is wearing the C, because he's helping set that standard inside the locker room. Got a 224 number texting in. I thought the Hawks controlled the possession game. I didn't think Dustin Wolfe had a very difficult night. He made the saves he needed to. Hawks just seemed out of gas after the second, forcing passes. I think that's fair. And I think even the numbers backed it up, with the Blackhawks only generating 4 high quality scoring chances at even strength. So it wasn't like Dustin Wolfe stood on his head for Calgary tonight. It definitely, the Hawks could have made it a little bit more difficult on him. So I would agree with that as well. I think the Hawks need to get home, hit the reset button mentally, feed off the home crowd on Thursday night. Maybe they can get some momentum going the other way. By the way, thanks to Ben Pope of the Chicago Sun-Times for getting us that sound. We have more to get to on the Blackhawks postgame show, including our save of the game and Luke Richardson's postgame presser coming up right here on 720 WGN.
Anderson got it there, ahead to Justin Kirkland, in toward the Hawk net. He got away, a backhand, and Mrazek is down with a butterfly save. And it was a scrambling save at that, but he kept the puck out of the net.
Tonight's save of the game is sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. That was one of Peter Mrazek's 24 saves on the night. I know statistically it doesn't seem like it was a big night for him, but he faced quite a few higher quality scoring chances throughout the night. And definitely, I think, yeah, they mentioned he was one of the 3 stars of the game. So that, I mean, it was deservedly so, because it did feel like there were a few big saves. He made one early. It was like 2 or 3 minutes into the game. That was a really high quality stop by Peter Mrazek, who looks to be in midseason form. So the Blackhawks are definitely going to be relying on him. But obviously, Dustin Wolf got the win for the Calgary Flames in the outdueled Mrazek. But feels like Mrazek was up to the task. All right, Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson just got done speaking to the media in Calgary. Let's listen in.
Well, I thought we played a pretty good game the first half of the game, especially. We didn't give them really anything much, and then we got into some penalty trouble and they scored on the power play, and I thought we were just a little bit disconnected after that, like just trying to chase it a little bit, just not playing simple, just getting pucks behind them and shooting pucks. They were just a little reluctant to shoot pucks, I think looking for a better play, and And they're a good defending team, and they get in your way if you don't shoot right away. So I thought we gave up a little bit of offense in that area the second half of the game.
It seems like the game kind of turned after those consecutive penalties to create the 6-on-4. Is that how you see it?
Yeah. You know, our just, you know, we spend time killing, and then some guys play a little bit too much at that time. Some guys don't get to play, get out of sync, and then I thought we were just out of sync 5-on-5 after that a little bit. You know, just not making the right reads, and then playing simple, getting it behind him, like I said, and shooting the puck more. That's how we scored our goal.
How would you assess the road trip overall? It's tough to only get only one win, but you were in all four games.
Yeah, no, I thought the guys played hard. They worked hard. They worked hard tonight. I just thought maybe the second half of the game we started to show a little bit of fatigue on the road. But that's, you know, that's the schedule. Everybody's got 82 games and is going to do this at some point. So I thought, you know, it would have been great to come out of this road trip with another point or two. But, you know, we have to look at the good things that we did and build off of them and correct a few of the things that, like I said, like shooting mentality a little bit more when things aren't going our way, and creating a little bit more offense off that. Then that'll open up more of the fancier stuff too.
I know you guys don't like moral victories, but this Flames team is averaging 5.3 goals to lead the league. And you held them to 3 goals and 1 even strength.
Yeah, no, I thought our play was pretty good, especially the first half of the game. Like I said, we didn't really give up too much other than maybe that first goal in the first period. Other than that, not a lot of great chances. So we worked hard. We were in the right spots. And then after that, I think we just started to come apart. Like I said, the five-man unit wasn't as tight defensively and didn't work as well offensively on the other end.
And then going home, how do you feel about finally getting your home opener?
Yeah, well, I like how we're playing. It's still early in the season. We still have to work on, you know, some things to get better, to score more goals, create more opportunities offensively, and still stay tight as we are defensively. And, you know, I think if we could stay out of that box just a little bit less, you know, if we keep it 2 or less a night, that's asking a lot. But usually that means you're moving your feet more and you're not reaching and having to take stick penalties. And that'll give us a little bit more momentum 5-on-5.
Keeping it 2 goals or less a night, it seems like Luke Richardson, he's pleased with the overall road trip as far as the work ethic, but obviously wanting you wish you would have had a point or two more. But interesting that he was saying if we can keep it 2 goals or less on a nightly basis. I mean, it's going to be difficult for the Blackhawks to do this season just because they can be a little bit leaky defensively. And I know the roster is better than it was last year, but there are some really good teams in the NHL. I like that that's the goal, though, of keeping it at 2 goals, because then, you know, in their eye, it could be like 2 even strength goals and then kind of shutting the door on the penalty kill. And so we'll see if the Blackhawks can live up to that goal. I think special teams as a whole needs to take a step this year. So I think I mentioned it on the last post game show. You can never really get the special teams to line up, like where the power play and the penalty kill is clicking at the same time. It's usually one is up and the other's down, the other's up and the other's down. So it's right now it seems like the power play was coming off a big performance in Edmonton. It would have been nice to see them kind of carry that momentum into this game. Unfortunately, they only had 2 power play opportunities, and the penalty kill has been terrific. If you eliminate the 6-on-4 goal tonight, which I know is, you know, part of the game, but it was the penalty kill has been fantastic through the first 4 games. So we'll see how that the special teams kind of shape out here. We got one more break to get to, then we'll wrap up the Blackhawks post game show after this on 720 WGN. Back here on the Blackhawks post game show after a 3-1 loss to the Calgary Flames. Charlie Romeliotis here. Want to highlight a couple things around the league tonight. First, let's get to Columbus. They had a beautiful pregame ceremony for Johnny Gaudreau, raising his number 13 into the rafters. They honored him right before puck drop 2 by keeping a left wing spot open on the opening faceoff. 13 seconds went off the clock too before anyone really did anything. So it was really nice. And then we had a super memorable goal in Minnesota Philip Gustavsson ended up scoring a goalie goal as the Wild beat the St. Louis Blues.
Buchnevich fires in, looking for a goalie goal. Gustavsson scores! Philip Gustavsson mobbed! We've got the goalie goal!
Man, there's no one better on the call than Bob Wischusen. That's so fitting that he was the guy calling it. All right, let's head over to San Jose, the Blackhawks' next opponent. They were in Dallas tonight.
Here's Harley shooting at stick save made by Blackwood. And again, he saw it because of good coverage by Ferraro against Bork in front.
Yeah,
now an interception. Delandria steals. Headman feed. It's a breakaway for Nico Sturm. He deeks. He shoots. It's wide. Rebound in front. Delandria. He scores. Ty Delandria scores against one of his best friends, Jake Oettinger. And the Sharks are up 2-1 with 4:48 remaining in the second period.
The Sharks went on to lose that game in a shootout, 3-2. They're still searching for their first win of the season. And tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Really bummed that San Jose is going to come to town on Thursday for the Blackhawks home opener. And number one overall pick, Macklin Celebrini, is injured. He's on IR with a lower body injury, so he will not be participating in the game on Thursday. So Connor Bedard versus Macklin Celebrini, the previous two number one overall picks, will have to wait. I think the two teams play at the end of this month too, October 31st, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see if Macklin Celebrini will be healthy in time for that one. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Big thanks to all the help we had on the broadcast tonight, our production crew of Jack Heinrich and Patrick Hennessy. They were led by our captain, the engineer, Krista Flores, and of course, the great John Weideman and Troy Murray, who had the call from Calgary. I'm Charlie Meliotis signing off after a 3-1 loss to the Flames. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you Thursday night from the UC.